Welcome to another Not the Wikipedia Weekly, which is turning out, to my surprise, to be weekly, which is rather good. My name's Private Musings, and today we have in the room, in no particular order, we have Darova.
Hello.
We've got User Phil.
Hello.
We have Raoul654.
Evening, everyone.
And it's a pleasure to welcome the Head of Communications from the Foundation, Jay Walsh.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here.
And I thought we'd kick off today with a bit of a chat. Obviously, having Jay here, we're going to be talking about the Foundation communications and initiatives and updates in terms of what's happening there. But in terms of this particular initiative, Not the Wikipedia Weekly is intended to be open to everybody. So do keep your eyes on the wiki page and sign up if you're interested and suggest topics. And my idea for the spoken word sort of project is that anyone can host these sorts of things. It takes a group of four or five editors to have a conversation that's really quite interesting. And I've become a little bit addicted to Henrik's stats tool, which tells me that we've had approaching 3,000 page views on Wikipedia. Not the Wikipedia Weekly, which is kind of exciting. And I'm also in a bit of a discussion with the Wikipedia Weekly folk to try and get us some sort of RSS feed or some sort of way of plugging us into iTunes. So if you're really desperate to listen, or if you just simply can't sleep, then you can hear us that way. But that's enough on that. Jay, thanks for coming on. Foundation Communications. Yeah. Do you want to just say a little bit about your role within the Foundation and how long you've been there and what's happening?
Sure. I'd love to. Not very long. I've only been here since January in this role, working with the Foundation, heading up the communications side of things. And that's January, February, March. Wow, and it's the end of March, so 3 months. But it's been an extraordinary 3 months. It's been quite a culture shift from my previous jobs coming into working for the Foundation. What do I do? Wow, it's you know, it's kind of the standard bag of stuff that comes along with public relations and communications, and yet it seems to be more as well. It's most broadly, you'd say it's dealing with the external communications that the Foundation has with the world, which would be general public stakeholders. Stakeholders are people who kind of care about the Foundation. Maybe they're not users or the readers, but they're sort of invested and interested. And the media, predominantly the media, which I use a broad brush term to describe the mainstream media, the New York Times of the world, or the media from around the world, yeah, in all languages, and also the citizen media or bloggers. You know, some of these are bad words and some of these are fine words, but essentially non-mainstream media are people who kind of who feed the stories from different perspectives. And then on the inside of the Foundation or of the projects, I'm looking at and trying to develop a lot more ways, working with the community, with the users, and with the Foundation to see if we can increase participation and awareness of what's going on amongst the projects. And it's a very challenging kind of, it's not intimidating, but it's a challenging, exciting thing. And here I am on Not the Wikipedia Weekly, which is a brilliant tool that's doing that partially by the nature of the need for it to happen, using the technologies that are available. So it's kind of humbling. A lot of the projects that I would normally in the business world, perhaps, or the government world, work on, people do them. People make them, which is not surprising. This is Wikimedia, so yeah. I'm fully expect those things to happen, and they're amazing when they do happen.
Yeah, so we spoke about this just a little bit before we started recording as well, but basically it's a very broad remit that you have in what is a rapidly growing foundation, and it's both external and internal communications. That's, as you said, you deal with the press to some degree, and then also sort of talking between projects. If we talk internally for a moment, is there any stuff that I guess we're English Wikipedians, you know, pretty much exclusively here, although I know that Darova, for instance, is very involved with Commons, and I think possibly, obviously, some people listening will probably be familiar with Commons and Wikinews and such projects. But is there anything happening in broader Wikimedia projects that we might be unaware of that's sort of in the news at the moment?
In terms of initiatives, or
yeah.
Well, you know, every day, I guess it's important for me to, you know, point out as someone who works for the foundation, obviously, we think very broadly about the projects as a whole. It's difficult to ignore the largest ones or the largest one, but in terms of, you know, here's a thing coming up, or here's an opportunity. What are the impacts and what are the opportunities for each of the projects? When we think about these things, we factor those in. We know that there are different types of people working in different projects. But, you know, what one of the things we're working on right now that I think is very much, when I say something sort of foundation focused, I like to think that means that it's broad across, you know, it can't necessarily be international because we don't have all the resources to do stuff in every language that we'd like to, although users help us make that possible. But we're working on a blog right now, which seems like, wow, okay, it's 2008 and the foundation's got a blog. But it's overdue, and it's something that people are kind of excited about. But we're going to use it very simply to start out as a kind of a pump for just the foundation and specifically kind of what staff, opportunities for us to dialogue with the community, with users, but also with the outside world, so that they can kind of get a sense of what we're doing. And it's not unlike what other similar organizations, some private, some public, some of the open source community, but more focused on sort of very public-friendly language that we're going to use that's going to be more not filled with a lot of colloquial English stuff, but general things that hopefully readers of more simple English readers can kind of get a grasp on and work out with. So it's like a really simple blog that we're just kind of going to work out and spin up and talk about, hopefully, not just what we're doing, but what's going on in the broader environment of free knowledge and free culture and open source.
Do you have a link for that, Jay?
I hesitate to give it out just yet.
Okay, it's coming soon, I see.
Coming really soon. I think this week we'll put the finishing touches this week and start sending out news.
Fantastic. And I guess the other thing, like a blog, you mentioned the idea of it being a pump, like I guess a central place and where people can interact with the foundation and it can bring things together. Is that must be one of the biggest issues that the Wikimedia Foundation faces, which is just how incredibly distributed the efforts of all kind of stakeholders in the foundations are. We're all over the world. I think we're in three continents chatting to you, two continents actually, looking at the user list as we speak. Have you got any other sort of, is that something that you're taking a focused approach to looking at, or is it just something that you're aware of, or what are your thoughts on that in general?
It's an extraordinary bit of our reality. I don't know that many other organizations in the world, people might seem a little naive to say that. There are lots of international nonprofit organizations, but we are focused almost 100% on the notion of communicating, of producing text and sharing text and information freely. So it's a fascinating challenge that I sort of fall asleep thinking about most often. Like, how can these things come together? How can we use the resources that we've got and the volunteer power and technology first and foremost to kind of bring folks together to talk about these things? But essentially, at the end of the day, for all of the pie in the sky and the amazingness of what's going on, the critical stuff is, what can we actually do? What can I help to do? And what can we do within the community to start producing actual projects that increase the communication? So, I mean, it's intimidating, but it's something that I think that we can do. I think we can start setting an example, especially for other organizations that are in the same situation as us. And we're going to break ground in this area, I think, just as we have in the area of free knowledge and free encyclopedia in general.
And in fact, that brings me to my sort of next thing, which is like, that's the internal side. And then obviously externally, it's just an impression I've got, and it might just be a guess, and, you know, I could be wrong, but I would think the number of press inquiries to the foundation has been quite high lately. You know, there's been various stories of various, some good news, some bad news. There's been lots of it. Does that take up sort of, you know, quite a lot of your time?
Yes. Media relations is a pig, a wonderful pig. It's a great way to to spend a lot of my time. I mean, it's most organizations have dedicated, you know, media relations people. The reality of good media relations, and I hope this reaches some of our incredible, the folks in our communications committee and chapter contacts who do a lot of this work as well. It's not easy work, you know, sitting in front of a microphone or talking to someone, and I'm not trying to boast, it's just that it's tough work because you want to get the story right. You know, you may not get that many chances, and especially where we are so incredibly engaged with the blogging community, with the Slashdots, and with you know, media that don't work on print deadlines or broadcast deadlines. It's like now, you know, they're going to print it. They're typing it out as you're speaking to them. So it's extremely exciting. But the great news is that I've never run into a reporter or a member of the media, either in person or through the system, that isn't blown away by what we do and wants to tell the story and really wants to treat the story with incredible care and attention. And it's in spite of what we might have seen over the past 30 days or so, there really are most journalists are absolutely in love with what we're doing.
And has it been a learning curve for you? Oh, go ahead, Raoul.
Just to follow up with that, can you talk a little bit about the recent, you know, the recent happenings? I remember your predecessor, Sandra, before the move, had said that her first week on the job, you know, she was there, and then the SJ scandal broke. And I'm sure you must be kind of feeling the same way, that, you know, you're relatively new, and suddenly all this comes out, you know, in your early days on the job. So can you kind of just comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, the real education for me, and I think for a lot of us, was seeing how some of these gossip websites just fuel so much on this kind of material. This isn't entirely new to us. We've had that form of media around for a very long time, but I think that even in the last 6 months, and I worked in television before this in Canada, television, radio, public broadcasting, there was no shortage of the similar kinds of criticism. But here, with these folks who are kind of slicing and moving so fast and just running with anything they can get, it's really extraordinary, and it's sad on one level. And I spoke to a lot of journalists who said it's just terrible. It's just terrible, the crap that's not being printed, but that's being posted online, and the speed that it gets out there, and the comments. But it's the reality that we, as an international organization with an extraordinary amount of attention, we have to live with this. We have to work with this. It was trying and it was difficult. But on one level, working with the press was actually quite fine. The press were truly the legitimate press, not the press that are printing crap, but the ones who actually want to call us and get on record and say what's going on. They were really wonderful to work with through that whole experience.
Do you think there's a disconnect between the foundation and the people who, you know, who kind of just ordinary editors, and that might have played a part in that?
I think you mean in reference to the general carriage of the story of allegations?
That people don't really know what's going on in the foundation front office, and that that because they don't really know, that might have played a part in giving these allegations, you know, credibility, since nobody really, you know, has an idea of what's going on there.
Pretty much every call I have with someone who has never spoken to us before, and because Wikipedia, I'm going to use Wikipedia as the broad example here, it doesn't live within a specific reporter beat, which is to say, in the world of mainstream media, it isn't necessarily just the technology reporter who's going to talk about it. It isn't necessarily just the education reporter. It floats all over the place. So we talk to a lot of reporters who've never called us before, and every call, we go to school and we talk about Wikipedia. We talk about the foundation and we say we're a nonprofit. We have a lot of really exciting things to say.
I'm not really talking about with respect to the press so much as with our ordinary users, the internal foundations.
I'm hearing the word editor and I'm going the wrong direction. I apologize. I think yes. I think you're right. I think that I certainly over the last couple of weeks we've seen that there is. So perhaps I don't want to say disconnect, but I've seen that there is a gap in knowledge about what we're doing and about what's going on in our office, and I think that's, you know, that's something we got to work on, and we are working on it in terms of things like a blog and talking about it, and being aware that when I speak to the media, when our folks speak to the media, they're also speaking to editors, they're speaking to anyone who's out there listening.
Could I ask about just a word on that, the current structure with the way chapters work and the way, I guess, the volunteers within, or the people within the chapters who are editors, act as media representatives. I just wonder if that's your views on that. If that's a, you know, scalable, if it works, if it's an area of, you know, weakness, or what you think about that.
Considering my my profound lack of Hungarian, as well as several hundred other languages, I'd say that it's, I don't know what we would do without it right now. I think it's, and I think it just as an example with this recent presser that we did for the 10 million articles, I was able to get in touch with the, although we don't have a Hungarian chapter, I won't correct in that statement, I don't think we do, but we do have a representative in Hungary who speaks Hungarian, and I got a hold of him on Skype within 30 seconds, and he was excited, and we strategized, and we talked about what this would be, what would take place. That was really wonderful. It's something that I think makes a lot of sense, and I think it also helps the chapters in terms of their own development as an entity. They've got to have their own voice, and I feel very comfortable saying I represent the foundation, and there are issues which are much more endemic just to the foundation from a business perspective or from an organizational perspective that aren't necessarily what the reporter wants when they want to talk to somebody in Taiwan, or they want to talk to someone in one of the areas that they know that they'll have a closer understanding of the story.
And in fact, do you have, presumably you have people seeking comment on things like article content, and do you have to sort of kick that to one side and say, well, you know, we're not publishers, we're, you know, that sort of stuff. Does that come up?
All the time. I mean, all the time. We have a lot of, aside from the reporters call stuff, and we'd like their bios adjusted on the fly. It's usually not very difficult to explain and help people understand that the foundation doesn't do that stuff. We don't make those edits. We don't get involved in that process. And most journalists really can immediately appreciate why that is, and it helps them understand the situation.